We're also excited this morning because we're going to have a testimony about the power of Operation Christmas Child and their shoeboxes. So I'm going to ask Rachel Mills to come, who's one of our church members, and she has with her the Brumbelows, Pastor Mark Brumbelow, who is from Grace Baptist Church in Brazoria, Texas, which is close to my home area. Go Astros, okay, so I had to say it. So, but we're excited about having the Brumbelows. They were in an area where Brazoria is, if you don't know, they may tell you, it's to the south west of Houston, one of the areas that was hit by Hurricane Harvey during the devastation. So you pray as they share for what the Holy Spirit would have us learn and hear from their testimony.
Thank you, Rusty. Just so excited for this opportunity this morning and this privilege. You know, a shoebox gift is just stuff, right? But it's the message that comes alongside of that, and that's the message of Jesus Christ. And guys, there are volunteers all over the world ready to receive these gifts, ready to share the gospel alongside with them, ready to connect the children to the local church, and ready to take them through discipleship. So I'm just so excited to be here today to introduce some very dear friends of mine. I met these guys through Operation Christmas Child. They serve as volunteers in Texas and got to meet them a couple of years ago. We showed a video in church last year about Mark and Sherry and their church, Grace Baptist Church. They have 30 members, and in 2015, they packed 2,172 shoeboxes, which is incredible. I've been to their church. It's just a little country church, just hardworking people that love the Lord. And then last year in 2016, the Lord laid a bigger goal on their hearts. And how many, Sherry, did you pack in 2016?
Last year we packed 5,321 shoeboxes.
But wait. So Mark has such a vision, and Sherry, for Operation Christmas Child. They feel a clear calling on their lives to do this. And so what was the goal that the Lord laid on your heart for 2017?
You know, this year the goal was 6,975. The significance being that would mean that in the last 3 years, or in the last 4 years, our church had packed 15,000.
So, Eric and I were able to go down last weekend, and just what a blessing. One of our most fun getaways that we've ever had together. And we were there for the last packing party. They collect items year-round. And, guys, these are good shoeboxes. These are good quality shoeboxes that I would be very proud to hand out to a child. And we packed boxes last weekend. We actually packed 987 for a total of how many in 2017?
8,031.
I want them to share more, but guys, we have a goal of 300, if that puts it in perspective. So yes, they are here to encourage more boxes, but I want you guys to share a little bit with our church. Why do you do this? Why is this so important to you and to the people of Grace Baptist Church?
You know, we started packing shoe boxes for the benevolent aspect of it, which we love. It's awesome for a child to get a gift. But then we learned about the evangelistic aspect of it, the magnitude that God is using this. And God said, you've got to do more. And why we pack shoeboxes is we believe that Jesus is coming before too much longer. We don't know when, but it's going to be too late to win another child for Jesus when that happens. And we need to work, because the night's coming when no man can work, the Bible says. And when he comes back, I sure want him to find us busy doing the right things.
Thank you, Mark. So, Sherry, I'll let you talk here. Rusty mentioned this part of the country was hit hard by the hurricane. And so, Sherry, tell us what happened in August. What happened with you guys and to the members of Grace Baptist Church?
Well, where we live in a little community called Wild Peach, We've lived there almost 30 years, and we've never had water on our property ever. And so when they started saying that there was a lot of water going to come, we didn't really think much of it. But as time went on, we saw the water was going to come. And so we began to evacuate. We put our things up on blocks. Our church members began to make preparation. And then the water started coming up, up, up. And it ended up being where 7 families in our church were flooded. We were all displaced from our homes, and so we all fled to our church. And I sent out messages, people, please pray that God would protect our church property because of several reasons. We had 7 families living there, and also we had over 5,000 shoeboxes stored there at the church. And so God did. He stopped the water less than a mile away from our church building, but many of our homes were flooded to different degrees. We had 7 families flooded. From just one room to 3 or 4 of us lost our homes in the flood. And so it was very devastating. And but it's a gloomy picture, but we've got to continue to say God has blessed so much above and beyond what we could ever have imagined. And a scripture that has become very, very powerful to us as a family and as a church family is Isaiah 43:2-3. And Jesus said, when you pass through the water, I will be with you, and the rivers, they will not overflow you. And that scripture has become so powerful to us. He has been with us through everything, and he has met our needs, and our people are on the road to recovery now. We've got one family that's back in their home. The rest of us, most of our families are living in RVs on their property. Mark and I had a rent house that we had started building that volunteers have come, helped us finish that house, and so we're living in a little rent house, and we're all doing good and on the road to recovery.
So, guys, Eric and I got to see this. In their house, you know, you had to go up a few steps to get on the porch and then go in the door. I mean, the water, it's up to here, went in the bedroom, black mold all over the wall. I mean, this is their home that they built, and it's going to have to be bulldozed soon. And I wish we had more time, and these guys will be here after the service to just tell you story after story after story after story of how God has provided miraculously. And I know, you know, the verse in James 1:1, consider it joy when you face trials. I know that these guys, when they get on the other side of this and they're already seeing the joy, are going to be able to consider it joy and praise God for the storm. And so Eric and I were just saying, you know, the blessings have been poured on them, and just being with them, we get splashed. And so I want to just share, too, while they were all displaced, Mark and Sherry lived in their church for 5 weeks. They continue to pack shoeboxes. Pastor Mark said, we want to do something normal to take our eyes off of, you know, what we were going through. And it just kind of blew my mind to hear that on September 23rd, they packed another 1,000 shoeboxes. And, you know, this was the mission God's given them. And to think that that was a day off work, that was a Saturday where they could still be, you know, getting back in their homes and cleaning out things, that they wanted to come together and do that. And so since the hurricane hit, they packed 2,040 shoebox gifts. And so it's just a blessing to have them here. And I know many of you are going through storms in life. We all do and have and will. But I just, in closing, would just love for Mark and Sherry to just, and Pastor Mark, for you just to share a word of encouragement for our church and you know, a good kick for shoeboxes, too. Shameless plug, but if you just share, you know, a word of encouragement, Father.
Okay, just my little part, I'd like to say that what turned things around for us at Grace Baptist, we had been packing shoeboxes for many years, and we'd do 7 or 10 or maybe 20. But when we learned about the evangelistic emphasis that Operation Christmas Child had, we began, instead of saying, Lord, what can I do? What abilities? I can pack 2. I can pack 3. We turned that around and we started asking, Lord, what do you want us to do? And I just want to challenge you. Instead of trying to figure out what you can do, ask God what he wants you to do. Because then it doesn't matter what you can do, because if it's what he wants you to do and you obey, he will provide.
Well, and I would say that we realize that what God has done in Grace Baptist Church is miraculous. People, we can't do this, but God has done it, and he's allowed us to have our hands on it, and we praise him for that. But yes, it's not God's will that every church do what we have done. God don't use the same, different churches to do exactly the same thing. But I believe that it is God's will that every church pray and say, Lord, what would you have us do? And then do what he tells you. For each family here, pray. Don't think about how many shoeboxes can we pack, but pray and say, God, how many shoeboxes would you like for us to pack this year? And then do what he tells you. And I'll tell you, when you ask him and follow him, he will sometimes give you some impossible goals. But I'll tell you, if you're following him, he'll never leave you stranded. And one of my favorite passages of Scripture is 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, where it says, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. And I'll tell you, if you'll lean your heart toward him, well, the eyes of the Lord still run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and he'll show himself strong on your behalf.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Mark, we want to thank you for being here. We didn't know these guys were going to be here until this week. Rachel let me know that they were coming through town and getting ready to take your shoeboxes to Barbuda, which is an area that was devastated by Hurricane Irma when it came through. And so they're taking their shoeboxes that were packed in their devastation to another devastation area, giving selflessly of themselves. And we know here God doesn't do anything by accident. Everything is by God's providence. And about a month ago, we do a annual offering where we take up money for construction projects that we feel like God's calling us to do. And about a month ago, as we were getting ready to do that, God intervened in the middle of it and said, no, we don't want you to do something for yourself. We want you to raise money for hurricane relief, specifically for churches and for individuals who were impacted horribly by the hurricanes. Being from Texas, and I had many family members affected, and the church got a heart for that and reaching out to that. And so as God began to show us that you guys were going to be here, and knowing how selflessly that you've been given, God put it on our hearts to take some of that offering that we've raised to give to you. It's $5,000 to give to your members and to give to your church. For a blessing. Thank you.
Let me see the microphone. Y'all, I can't even begin to thank you. But I'll tell you, Ezekiel talked about a time when the priest started disregarding and profaning the things that were sacred and holy. And people, I regard this as something very sacred and holy. And it'll be used for the intention, and we'll praise the God of heaven for it. And thank y'all for your kindness, and know that God has met every need that we've had, and he's currently doing it. And he's using First Baptist Church of Blowing Rock to do it. And we praise God for y'all, and praise God for your pastor here. He's almost our hometown.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I know some of you are probably thinking how amazing it is that God worked out, that he laid on our hearts to take up an offering. And we were just going to this week begin to pray about where we were supposed to give that offering. And all of a sudden, God brought somebody to us to be able to give that offering. You think, that's just incredible. And it is incredible. But maybe what you don't realize is that you serve a Father that has those same kind of miracles, those same kind of divine appointments for you every day. The Bible tells us God works together for good, his good, to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So when you trust him, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, when you submit yourself to him, those are the kind of things that you see happen that you would call miraculous, The Bible calls it normal for the Christian. And so I hope that that encourages you and that encourages you about what God's doing.